Well, for those of you who have not been keeping count, I've now been with you 4 years and 8 months. And are we having fun yet? Well, that's for another homily. 4 years and 8 months. And during that time, I have gotten sort of a reputation. And for those of you who might be new to St. Cyril's or haven't heard me celebrate and preach, you'll notice that the old-timers all start really cozying up to their billfolds when I get into the pulpit, because they know I have a reputation of, from time to time, talking about stewardship. But good news, I'm not going to ask you for any money today. I'm going to ask you for your life. Jonah was asked by God to go to Nineveh. Nineveh was up in the Syrian desert. Jonah got himself to the closest seaport and caught a boat. I'm out of here. And then he ends up in a great storm, and they find out that he's fleeing from God. And so they throw him into the ocean, and then a big whale swallows him up. And for 3 days, he stays in the belly of the whale. And then the whale spits him out on the beach. God says, you want to try it again? You're closer to Nineveh now than you were before. Yeah. Yeah. Then, in the gospel today, Jesus is walking by the Lake of Galilee. And he sees two brothers, Simon, who will eventually be called Peter, and his brother Andrew. He says, come with me. And they immediately said, oh, wait, I need to check my day timer. I need to check my calendar. I'm not sure that I could make it this year, but maybe you could come back and see me again in 9 months or so, and I'll see if I can't clear up my calendar. No. They left their work and followed him. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were mending the nets with their father. And Jesus comes by and says, I'd like the two of you as well. No daytimers. No long-range calendars. No personal planners. They left their father and their livelihood and followed Jesus. Ever since I have been in the Catholic Church, we have always prided ourselves on asking the laity especially to pray for vocations. To pray for vocations. Okay, we prayed. Now it's time to start asking. Now it's time to start asking. And you know what? I'm not really the person to do the asking. I can help, but it is fathers and mothers and grandfathers and grandmothers, godparents, aunts, uncles, who are looking at the children that are in your life, looking at them and saying, have you ever thought about a vocation in the church? A priest, a deacon, a sister, a nun, a consecrated lady, a missionary. a professional church worker on the staff of a local parish church. Is God calling you to full-time service in His church the way He called Peter and Andrew and James and John? Okay, I'm going to take the kids off the hot seat for just a moment. And I'm going to talk to some of the more mature parishioners. What are you doing to fulfill your vocation in the life of the church? Gentlemen of maturity, our church needs deacons. We need deacons desperately to serve alongside the clergy of our church, to meet the growing needs of our expanding member base. We need people from all nationalities, all colors, all languages. We need men who have been successful in their work, who are willing to say, yeah, I would like to study to be a deacon. I would like to serve Christ in a more meaningful way. There are so many different ministries in the life of the church. I want you to watch something for just a second, because I'm going to go over here and pick on some people, and I'm just going to scare the fire out of them. You know, we have been remodeling up here, and I think we've got about 2 more weeks before the grand unveiling, so bear with us a little bit. But in the meantime, renewing and remodeling the choir loft, we've had to bring the choir down here on the floor of the church in this first section. So I'm almost sure I read a memo this week that said that everybody in this section is now going to be the choir. Okay? Yeah. Oh, some people are looking at me like, you got to be crazy. You got to be crazy, man. Church this size, a mass this size, we ought to have a choir this size. You see regularly the same faces up here reading week after week after week. We need a couple of dozen new readers. We need a couple of dozen new Eucharistic ministers to join me here at the altar as we give out the body and blood of Christ. Now, if you pay attention to these kinds of things, you will notice that we only have 2 altar servers today. And by their own reckoning, they came up, said, we only have 2, so we'll bring the candles down first, and then we'll come back, and then we'll lead you in, Father, with the crucifix. We probably got 500-600 people here. It's a scandal. 2 altar servers. Young men and young women. We need your service. And I could go on and I could go on and I could go on. But what I want you to hear is that God comes into our lives on many different occasions through many, many, many different people and says to us, put down your nets and come follow me. And whether that's a call to the priesthood or to the diaconate or to a convent or to a community of sisters, to become a consecrated lady, to join the choir, to join the readers, to join the Eucharistic ministers, to join the altar servers. We need you all. We need you all. One quick story. As many of you know, I'm not here as much as I'd like to be because I'm doing a project for my bishop, Bishop Lopes, and working at Pope John the 23rd High School out in Katy as their chaplain. This year, and for the first year, the ordinariate of the chair of St. Peter, to which I belong, I'm on loan to you all. That's where my actual credentials reside. We have brought five Benedictine nuns to come to the city of Houston to form a convent. One is working on a graduate degree at St. Thomas. One works at our chancery. One works at Our Lady of Walsingham. And two are now teaching at St. John the 23rd. Every day, they are in a full habit. And I'm not talking about a blue blazer and a blue skirt and a little pin right here. I'm talking about all seven vestments. They look like a schooner. All these white vestments. One of them, Sister John Michael, is probably 6'1" or 6'2". She was a college basketball player, and she was a college volleyball player. She's a delightful lady. And the young people have warmed up to she and the other sister who are teaching. It's like they've been there forever. Well, we had a big pep rally recently. And I don't know how it got started, but the coach of the men's basketball team got to picking on Sister John Michael, and they ended up in a little shooting contest. She beat him. By the way, his father is a deacon over at St. Justin Martyr. So we had the son of a deacon lining up against a sister. He's the basketball coach, and she beat him. So if somebody suggests to you that to follow Jesus means, that's going to be boring, take a chance. Take a look. Find out. Invite your children, your grandchildren, your godchildren, your nieces, your nephews to at least take a look at whether God is calling them to the vocation in the life of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.